with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel's government has formally approved President Trump's Gaza ceasefire plan. It includes the rapid release of all the hostages being held by Hamas. The BBC's David Willis says the American military will play a role in implementing the agreement.
There'll be 200 U.S. troops, we're told, will be sent to the region to basically oversee the enforcement and the running of this ceasefire agreement, and also the allocation of aid into Gaza, as well as monitoring the transition to a civilian government. Now, those troops will be based, we're told, in Israel. They won't be undertaking any sort of operations in Gaza itself, and they will be augmented by troops from other countries in the region, including Egypt, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates.
Despite his peace efforts in Gaza and elsewhere, President Trump did not win the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize. This year's recipient, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. Mortgage fraud's the allegation as New York's Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia. Senate Majority Leader Thune disappointed the Senate has again failed to pass a Republican stopgap spending bill to end the government shutdown.
No partisan riders, no gimmicks, no policy, partisan policies, Republican policies, anything like that. A simple resolution, 24 pages long, to open up our government and make sure that the federal employees and the American people who depend upon them get paid.
A federal judge temporarily blocking President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 32 points. This is SRN News. A new study of America's children and their screens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals what kind of electronic devices kids are using and how old they are when they start. According to parents, 90% of youngsters watch TV, 68% use a tablet, and 61% have a smartphone. Incredibly, the Pew poll also indicates that about 60% of children between the ages of 2 and 4 have already begun interacting with a smartphone. Experts say those devices can expose kids to pornography and worse. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration says the state of Minnesota and its governing body for high school athletics are violating a key federal law against sex discrimination by allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The ruling comes from the civil rights offices at the Department of Education and the Department of Health and Human Services. The agencies say the Minnesota Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX. This is SRN News. There's been a grand birthday parade on the Delaware River at Philadelphia.
Thousands of people attended the boat parade to honor the Navy and the Marine Corps. The Navy began on the 13th of October, 1775. Less than a month later, the Marine Corps was formed on the 10th of November. And just for the record, the Marine Corps got its start in, of all places, a bar. The very first Marines were signed up in Tun's Tavern in Philadelphia. No doubt they later celebrated. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal regulators have opened yet another investigation of Tesla's so-called full self-driving technology after dozens of incidents in which the electric vehicle maker's cars ran red lights or drove on the wrong side of the road. Sometimes it crashed into other vehicles and endangered drivers. More details, SRNnews.com.